弟兄姊妹平安。听了五位的弟兄姊妹的见证，其实应该不用讲道了。
After hearing the testimonies from those that are going to be baptized, I thought the message may be redundant.
因为实在看到神在这多位的弟兄姊妹的身上的工作，实在也是又真实又感动。
Because the power that God demonstrated through His work in the life of these brothers and sisters are truly amazing.
所以我今天就一个简短的一个分享。
So I would just have a very short sharing of message.
我今天也做了一个 PowerPoint.
So I did make a PowerPoint.
所以我就把这个 PowerPoint 里面的 这个信息跟大家一起来分享。
And with that to help me share the message.
耶稣的复活在历史上是一个很重要的一个事。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ was a very important historical event.
因为耶稣的复活呢是整个基督教信仰的根基。
Because it is the foundation of the whole Christian faith.
保罗在哥林多前书第十五章讲了这句的话。
So, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the Apostle Paul wrote,
这个在十三节说，若果基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
If there is no resurrection of the dead, then our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
在十五章的第十七到十九节，保罗这样说：基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然。你们人在罪里，就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
And then a little further down in the same chapter, chapter 15, he wrote, And if Christ had not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those who also have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied.
如果耶稣没有复活，没有教会，没有基督教，也没有基督徒。
Because if Christ was not risen,then there would not have been church, there would not have been the Christian faith at all.
如果你真要想要消灭基督教，很简单，你只要证明耶稣没有复活，那基督教就完蛋了。
So if anyone wants to destroy the Christian faith, all they have to do is to prove that Jesus Christ did not resurrect from death.
如果基督没有复活，我第一个离开这里。
Now, if he did not he was not resurrected from the dead, I would have left the church.
我第一个不会做牧师。
And I would not have been a pastor at all.
浪费时间。
Because that would have been futile.
我就要做我喜欢做的事情。
I could have done many other different things.
但是如果基督有复活的话
，But if Christ was indeed resurrected,
哇，这个世界就不一样了。
Then it's a whole different world.
因为如果耶稣真有复活的话
，Because if he was indeed raised from the dead.
那他所讲的话就是真的。
Then whatever he said was true.
然后他也会再来。
And he will be coming back again.
他是神的儿子。
Because he is the son of God.
他就是我们的救主。
And he is our Savior and Lord.
我年轻的时候参加一个聚会。
When I was young, I once attended a meeting.
那时候我是一个神学院的神学生。
I was studying in the seminary back then.
那个是三十多年前的事。
That's some 30 years ago.
当时的牧师他就问了一个问题。
The pastor asked a question.
今天我也同样问你同样的问题。
And I ask you the same question today.
耶稣基督复活奇妙不奇妙？
Is it amazing?That Jesus Christ was resurrected.
你们说呢？
Yeah.
奇妙不奇妙？
奇妙。
有没有人说不奇妙的？
Anyone said not? Any no answer?
这位牧师呢是很有名问问题的。
So this pastor was known for asking questions.
然后他问的问题呢，通常呢，你说是又不是，说不是又不是。
So he usually asks questions that's very difficult to answer.
然后我们坐在那边就不敢回答问题。
So we were afraid to answer in either way.
当然不敢说不是吧，对吧？
对 ，so we can't say that the resurrection of Jesus Christ was not amazing.
So.然后我们就说奇妙。
Yes, so we all said yes. It was amazing.
然后这个牧师就说奇妙什么
？Then he said, "Why was it amazing?"
他就解释了。
Then he went on to explain.
然后这个解释我到今天不能忘记。
And I still cannot forget.
说什么是奇妙
？Okay.
什么是奇妙 ？Amazing.
What does amazing mean?
就是你会以为发生的事情它不发生或是以为不会发生的事情发生才奇妙。
Amazing should be something that you thought should happen and didn't happen or vice versa, you thought couldn't happen and happened.
但是耶稣的复活不是奇妙。
But he said, well, but the resurrection of Jesus Christ did not fall into this category.
因为耶稣是神的儿子
Because Jesus Christ was the Son of God
他是神
And he is God
他不复活才奇妙
If he did not resurrect from dead that would have been、amazing.
他复活只是证明他是神是自然的事情
So it would be logical that he was resurrected if he is God It just proved the point
他不是如果他不是神他复活才奇妙
And if he was not God then he could be resurrected that would have been amazing
如果他是神他复活是自然的一点都不奇妙
So being God and then being raised from death would have been logical thing to happen
我知道这个牧师回答是又不是不是又不是
So I know that when this pastor asks question you can't really pick the right answer because he could pick you apart either way
不过他是讲的一个道理出来。
But he did make a point.
如果耶稣是神的儿子，他的复活很自然的事。
Because if Jesus Christ was the Son of God, then his resurrection would be expected.
他一定要复活，因为他是神的儿子。
Because he must be raised from death if he was the Son of God.
那有很多人他不相信耶稣他就要证明耶稣没有复活
So many of those who are against the faith would try to prove that Jesus Christ did not raise from death
在英国有个律师叫 Robertson
And there was a lawyer in England whose name was Robertson
他说他要证明耶稣没有复活
And he went out to seek proof that Jesus Christ was not raised from death
所以他就去搜集所有的资料
And he went to all the historical facts
他要证明耶稣没有复活
to prove his point.
当他收集了所有资料以后
But after he's done all that,
他成为一个基督徒
he became a Christian.
他说他用他的这个律师的头脑
So using all the faculty he has as a lawyer,
他收集了这个材料以后
and analyzing all the data he gathered,
他不但不能证明耶稣没有复活
Not only can he prove the resurrection false
他还觉得耶稣应该有复活
Quite to the contrary He saw that Christ should have been resurrected
所以他就写了一本书
So he wrote a book
经文叫 Who Moved the Stone 中文叫历史性的大审判这本书呢他就把他所收集的材料来说明耶稣复活的真实性
So in his book Who Moved the Stone He had listed facts that proved the historical authenticity of the resurrection
那他举出三个很重要的见证
And there are three main proof or testimonies
第一个是一个空的坟墓
And the first was the empty tomb
第二个就是耶稣的显现
And the second was his appearing after resurrection
第三个就是门徒的改变
And the third was the change in the life of the disciples.
从这三个方面，当 Robertson 去看的时候，他说我没有办法不承认耶稣真的是复活了。
So when he looked at all three aspects of proofs, Robertson said there is no way that I can disprove the resurrection.
那我们今天呢，我就只讲其中的一面，一面就是空的坟墓。
So I'm going to focus my message on the empty tomb.
那我有一些的照片给大家看看。
So I'm going to show you some pictures.
你们去过耶路撒冷吗？
If anyone been to Jerusalem.
Okay. 所以那个地方呢，就是这个木月教堂哈。这个 the Church of the Tomb 哈。
This is the Church of the Tomb.
所以这个坟墓现在已经变成一个教堂。
So where the empty tomb used to be is now the site of a church.
他现在讲了耶稣的坟墓有两个可能性啊。
So there are two possibilities.
一个就是这个所谓的这个木月教堂这个地方。
One possible site is right at this church building.
Okay, 我们再看下一个照片哈，就是他就讲到这个就是耶稣的坟墓的地方。
And this is the supposed site of the tomb.
那么这个时间呢，很多人就在那边，在那边唱诗，在那边敬拜了。
And this is what have been done today in Easter when they have the special service.
这个教堂有个很特别的地方，就是几个宗派的教会拥有这个教堂。
And this church building is owned by several, a few different denominations.
所以天主教是有一个部分。
So it's part Catholic.
有一部分是东正教。
And part Eastern Orthodox.
有一部分是基督教。
And part Protestant.
所以里面那个教堂的管理是比较复杂一点。
So it's the management of this particular site is very complex.
那这个部分呢是东正教他们管理的。
So this part is managed by the Eastern Orthodox.
所以他们用的崇拜的方法是用东正教的方法。
So their worship is in the style of Eastern Orthodox worship.
所以如果你要进去那个地方是排长龙，排队排很长时间。
So there's a long line to get into that site.
你进去大概是几秒钟你就要出来。
And you are only in there for a very brief moment. Because there is a long line moving through.
我们再看下面一个照片。
And there is another picture.
另外现在所说的耶稣的坟墓的可能性。
This is a different proposed site of the empty tomb.
那这个呢叫garden tomb, 花园墓月哈。
The garden tomb.
你没有看到这个地方有一点像一个骷髅，有没有看到？
是。
有没有看到？两个眼睛，一个鼻子这样。
有
看到吗？
If you look carefully enough, maybe you can see a skeleton.
所以呢，他们就认为呢，因为耶稣这个钉十字架那个山叫哥哥他山哈，这个忽流地，所以他说这个很可能就是忽流地。
Because where Jesus was hang on the cross, that place is named Golgotha, means the place of skull. So they thought that appearance of a skeleton skull may represent that site.
来，在那个右手边中间的地方，你看到这个骷髅吗？
Yeah. So on the right hand side, you see like the two sockets and a nose.
所以在这个地方的附近，他们找到有一个坟墓。
And they found a tomb near that site.
在一个花园里面。
Within a garden.
所以我们看下个照片。
So here's the next slide.
这个就是现在所说的花园墓月 ,Garden Tomb.
So now they name this place the Garden Tomb.
所以现在很有名的，如果你去耶路撒冷的时候，你都会去看看这个地方。Yeah.
So now if you go to Jerusalem for a tour, this would be one of the sites you're likely to visit.
哪一个是真正耶稣的坟墓呢？
But which site was the true original site?
没办法知道。
It can be not be determined presently.
学者相信就是那个教堂那个坟墓。
And some scholars believe it was the site of that big church building.
不过现在真的不像一个坟墓，已经像一个什么一个 很大的一个教堂。
But because it's a large church building has been built upon it, you won't see the tomb anymore.
所以来到街边呢，看起来像个坟墓。
So when you come to this side, you would see something that resemble a tomb.
这里呢，来默想耶稣是比较好一点。
And this would be a better place if you want to have a meditation on Jesus' empty tomb.
那无论怎么样，这两个坟墓都是空的。
But either way, both tomb sites are empty.
那怎么去解释空的坟墓呢
？So how would you explain an empty tomb?
有几个不同的理论。
So there have been several different theories that were proposed.
第一个解释呢，就是他们走错了坟墓。
The first proposal would be that the disciple that went to the tomb went to the wrong one.
就是刚刚我们在马太福音二十八章所读过的圣经。
As we read in the passage in Matthew 28,
那当时的妇女呢，因为刚刚天亮，他们走的时候走错了路。
Now the woman who wanted to go to the tomb to see Jesus' body went there at just sunrise, so it was still a little dark, and they could have gone out on the wrong way.
所以他们回去告诉这些门徒，门徒又去的时候又走错了坟墓。
But then when they went back to tell the disciples about the empty tomb, the disciples went, and they would have to go a wrong way again.
然后他们以为耶稣是复活了。
And so, because they both went to the wrong tomb and saw empty tomb, and that they mistakenly thought that the Lord has resurrected.
那这个理论，这个解释成立不成立呢？
Can this explanation stand?
当然不能成立了。
Of course not.
只要把耶稣的坟墓找出来，证明这个是耶稣，你们走错了就可以了嘛。
So because all the naysayer need to do is to show them, oh, the real gravesite is here and body is still in this grave.
特别是当时的宗教领袖，这些法利赛人，他们知道耶稣的坟墓在哪里。
Because all the religious leaders that were opposed to Christian faith knew where the gravesite was.
他们还派了兵丁来守住这个坟墓的。
And they even had soldiers to guard that site.
你们搞错了，走错了，这里才是耶稣的坟墓。
So to calm all those rumors, all they would have needed to do is to show the real site.
所以第一个看法很难成立。
So that would not have been an explanation that stands.
那第二个的解释呢，就是昏迷论。
So the second would be the swoon theory.
就是说呢，耶稣呢并没有死，只是昏迷而已。
So this naysayer would say that Jesus did not actually die, he just passed out.
人家以为他死了，所以就把他埋葬在个坟墓里面，然后经过三天以后他就醒过来，然后他就推开那个石头走出来了。
And people put him into the grave thinking that he was dead, but he was not, and then 2 days later he woke up and he pushed away the stone and walked out.
这个有点像那个武侠小说里面的那是功夫一样。
So that sounded more like some legendary warrior.
耶稣有没有死呢
？But did Jesus actually die?
耶稣受的那么大的痛苦、鞭伤，然后在十字架上面，罗马兵丁用枪。来确定他已经死去。
As Jesus had suffered all the tortures and also was hung on the cross and also was pierced by a spear.
就是耶稣真的没死。
And even if that he was not dead at that time.
就是他昏迷了，真的没死去。
He just went into a coma at that time.
如果他受了那么大的伤害
，But if his body has suffered so much trauma，
你还记得他被埋葬的时候，他们用100斤的香膏把他膏没的
？And he was wrapped in a linen with a heavy load of spices。
如果你知道这个犹太人这种香膏的膏没是所有的鼻孔啊什么这些孔呢都是填满了。
And you know, with 100 pounds of spices and ointments, it's not just putting a thin layer. They would fill up every hole you have in the body.
然后呢，用布把它包起来。
And the linen would be wrapped very tight around the whole body.
我想，如果真的还没死的话，这样的一定死去。
So even if someone was not dead before they did that, and after that, probably would be.
如果还没有死。
So okay, so let's just be it as a may that he was not dead yet.
他醒过来。
And he woke up.
那他怎么解开自己呢？
How was he going to unwrap himself?
怎么可以三天没有吃饭，再用什么功夫把这个石头推开呢？
So what kind of 功夫 does he have in order to free himself from the wrap?
然后还有外面的兵丁，他也把他打败逃出去了。
And not only that, but also have to push away the rock and defeat all those guards in order to escape.
昏迷论很难接受。
So it's very difficult to accept this swoon theory.
所以第三个解释呢，就是偷尸论啊。
And the third explanation they have was the theft.
The theft theory.
Theory.
谁最有可能去偷耶稣的尸体呢？
So who could have been the thief?
最有可能是耶稣的门徒。
Of course, the disciples would be the prime suspect.
这个法利赛人宗教领袖不会去偷的。
Because the Pharisees and the religious leaders, they wanted Jesus dead.
因为他们不能让耶稣复活这个理论，这个想法给他们出来。
And they did not want anything to circulate as rumor about his resurrection.
他就怕这些的门徒去偷耶稣的尸体，所以他才派兵丁来守住这个坟墓。
And because they were afraid that somebody may steal this body, so they even set out guards to guard the tomb.
那门徒有没有可能去偷耶稣的身体呢？
So could the disciples be the ones who stole the body?
当时这些门徒，耶稣被抓的时候已经分散了。
Now we may recall that the disciples all fled when Jesus was captured.
最勇敢的呢，就是那个彼得。
And Peter was one of the ones that did not flee right away.
他就跟着耶稣走到耶稣被审判的地方。
And he followed with Jesus in the distance into the house where Jesus was on trial.
To the court. To
the court on trial. Yeah.
但是在那个地方呢，彼得也没办法，他三次的不认主。
But even there, he lost his courage and denied the Lord three times.
其他的门徒都已经躲起来了。
So all the other disciples were in hiding.
你记得当耶稣复活以后，他们还躲在一个房间里面讨论怎么样办。
So even when Jesus was raised from the dead, when Jesus found them, they were in hiding in house discussing what their next step.
约翰福音告诉我们，门都关好了，窗都关好了。
And when they were together, they were so afraid that they knocked every door and window.
那耶稣进来说：“愿你们平安。”
And Jesus came in and said, "Peace unto you."
这些门徒怎么可以那么大胆去偷呢？
So where would these disciples where would they get the courage to steal the body?
就是他们真的愿意去偷。
Okay, even if they are willing and they want it.
他们可以打败这些兵丁吗？
So could they actually do it because the tomb was guarded and they would have to disperse the soldiers?
如果他们真的把耶稣的尸体偷来了。
So if they really did steal the body from the tomb,
他们怎么可以相信耶稣复活呢？
How would they believe life that they created?That Jesus Christ was resurrected.
因为他们知道耶稣的身体不见，只是偷来而已。
Because they would be the ones who know that Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, but they only created that.
所以这些门徒到最后他们是用自己的生命来证明耶稣真的是复活。
Because these disciples gave up their lives to defend what they proclaim.
除了约翰以外
John was the only disciple that was not executed for their faith.
Executed but not die for the faith.
John was there.
其他的门徒十个门徒都是殉道而死的。
So, all the other disciples died the death of martyrdom.
那约翰是神把他留下来写下最后一本书启示录才是。
John was also persecuted, but he did not die right away. That God saved him in order to write the last book of the New Testament, the Revelation.
有没有人愿意为自己一个谎言来牺牲自己的生命呢？
So how many people would have created a lie and then would want to give up their own life to defend that lie?
所以很难相信是门徒偷了耶稣的尸体。
So it's very difficult to believe that the disciples actually did steal the body.
所以怎么去解释一个空的坟墓呢？
So how would you explain the empty tomb?
只有一个解释
There's only one explanation
就是耶稣真的复活
And that is that Jesus Christ truly was raised from dead
正如圣经所说
As the scripture
他第三天从死里复活
He was raised from the dead on the third day
证明他就是神的儿子
To show that he is the son of God
耶稣基督的复活如果不是世界上最丑恶最大的骗局就是历史上最重要的事实
So the resurrection of Jesus Christ would have been either the large worst scandal in the world or would have been the greatest event
保罗就是说如果基督没有复活我们的信就是徒然我们仍在罪里
The Apostle Paul said, and if Christ had not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith.
但是如果基督真的复活了,
But if Christ really was resurrected,
他就是神的儿子,
and he truly is the Son of God,
他也真的是我们的救主,
and he's also indeed our Lord and Savior.
我们今天坐在这里的时候, 我们就很有意义,
and It makes our gathering here today totally meaningful.
然后我们今天这五位的弟兄姊妹要受洗的时候，我们在这里也要为他们献上感恩。
And make us give thanks to those five brothers and sisters who will be receiving the water baptism.
怎么让哥成为个基督徒呢？
How do I become a Christian?
我就介绍成为基督徒的 ABC。
So I'm going to say the ABC for becoming a Christian.
A, admit, 承认.
A is for admit.
你要承认自己是个罪人.
You must admit that you are a sinner.
刚刚听到姊妹的见证的时候，而如果你的孩子们叫问你，你是罪人吗？这个很难接受的。
Sister Lin Mei in her testimony, he said, when she was asked by her own children, do you admit that you are a sinner? She found it very offending.
这个也是中文我们一个困难的地方。我们怎么跟长辈说你是罪人呢？
Yeah, and that's one thing that's difficult in our Chinese culture. How can you ask someone of your elder?Whether you're a sinner.
但是如果你要成为一个基督徒,
But if you are to become a Christian,
你必须要承认我是一个罪人。
This is the first thing that you must admit.
正如耶稣所说, 如果你没有病, 你不要去看医生。
Because like Jesus said, the healthy people do not go to doctor.
有病的人他才需要医生。
Only those who are ill.So only those who are sinners would need a savior.
如果你不承认你的罪，你不需要救主。
Because if you do not admit or do not recognize that you are a sinner, you would not recognize the need for a savior.
所以成为基督徒的第一步，你必须要承认你是个罪人。
So this is the first step towards a Christian faith.
第二步。
The second step.
B, believe, 相信。
B, B is for believe.
你要相信耶稣基督。
You must believe on Jesus Christ.
罗马书第十章第九节是这样说，你若口里承认，心里相信，就必得救。
So the Romans 10, chapter 10, verse 9 says, with your mouth you confess, and with your heart you into your believing.
什么叫口里承认，心里相信？
What does it mean to confess by your mouth and believe in your heart?
口里承认就是你头脑的相信。
So, confessing by your mouth means that a belief in your mind.
就是你的头脑承认耶稣基督。
And that's in your intellectual faculty, you believe Jesus Christ.
所以我的口里就承认了。
So because your mouth is directed by your intellectual faculty.
你知道我们常常用我们的头脑去思想很多问题。
And we often think through things using our mind, our intellect.
耶稣真的是存在的。
Jesus truly is a historical figure.
耶稣真的是从死里复活的。
And Jesus truly did raise from death.
耶稣真的是为我而死了，钉在十字架上。
And Jesus truly did die on the cross for me.
这些都是头脑上的相信。
And these can all be knowledge in your mind.
但是圣经说你还需要心里相信。
But there's one other step, and that is you have to believe in your heart.
如果我单单承认耶稣是主，不行。
Just admitting that you believe this set of fact is not enough. You must also accept in your heart that he is your Lord and Savior.
让他管理你的生命。
And let him enter your heart to take control of your life.
让他进入你的心里面成为你的主人。
And let him enter into your life and be the center of your life, to be the master of your life.
就必得救。
And that's how you be saved.
刚刚很多弟兄姊妹分享到他在中国成长的时候受到无神论的教育。
And some of the sharing indicated that when growing up, they were influenced by the atheism education in China.
所以从这个无神论变成有神论是经过一个过程。
And there is a process to turn your belief from atheism to believing in God.
不过我应该提醒大家是中国从来都是有神论，只有共产党的时候是无神论而已。
But actually, China wasn't always an atheist country. It's only during that communist rule that it became atheist.
我们五千年来只有六十多年是无神论的。
So out of 5,000 years of history in China, it's only about 60 years or so, it is an atheism culture.
去看看北京的天堂，天坛。
So if you look at the temple of the heaven in Beijing,
五千年来我们都在拜天的。
So even long ago in the history, the Chinese people had been worshipping.
所以有人跟我说啊，我们中国就是无神论的，谁说的？只有共产党是无神论。
So somebody said that the Chinese has always been atheism, but I said no. It's only during the last 60 years in communist rule.
是从无神论变成有神论是很困难的。
Yes, it is a big step to go from atheism to believing in a God.
但不过这个还是一个头脑的相信而已。
But even if you take that step, it's only an intellectual acceptance.
你要从有神论变成一个基督徒。
And you need to take the step to go from believing that there is a God.To becoming a Christian.
你要打开你的心，接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
You must open up your heart to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
把你生命的主权交给他。
And hand over the reign of your life to him.
一切的事情由他来管理我。
And let him reign over your life.
无论发生任何的事情，我们都要把自己交给耶稣基督。
No matter what happens in life, you're going to submit yourself to God.
你就成为一个基督徒。
And that is a true Christian.
有些时候我们碰到一些基督徒啊，我信耶稣，我信耶稣。
And we may have come across Christians that said, "Yes, I'm a believer."
我看不见他有信耶稣。
But you don't see any fruit.
因为耶稣讲的跟他没有关系。
Because whatever Jesus said had nothing to do with his life.
就是他同意的，他就会听。
He still chooses what to agree with and what not to.
如果他不同意呢，他就不听耶稣讲的。
So he still holds the veto power over what God's word applied to his life.
那这种基督徒就是头脑的基督徒。
So this type of Christians is only Christian in the mind.
他只相信在理性，他不相信在心。
So it is only in the intellectual aspect that he believes.
你爱不爱你的爱人？
But do you love your spouse?
爱不爱
？Do you？
这里爱还是这里爱
？Do you love with your head or your heart？
我们有时候爱他只在这里。
So sometimes we only love in our head。
这里爱不出来。
But not from our heart。
你还没有爱他。
Then if you don't love from your heart, you're not truly loving。
你爱不爱你的爸爸妈妈
？Do you love your parents？
爱不爱
？Do you？
这里爱还是这里爱
？Love from the head or from the heart？
我们有些是这里爱，我们一定要爱我爸爸妈妈，但是爱不上去。
Sometimes you say I wanted to, but I can't.
你这里才能爱上去。
Because you have to use your heart.
信耶稣是从这里，不是这里。
So believing in Christ come from heart.
第三 C confess.
So the third C is confessing.
信耶稣就是要承认。
So if we areBeliever, we must confess that we believe.
信耶稣就是要相信。
We must believe.
但是信耶稣更加需要认罪。
And we must also confess our sins.
我们要跟耶稣建立这个关系。
And we must develop this relationship with God.
让耶稣基督掌管我们的生命。
Let him have the rule over your life.
我们今天看到人的生命交给主。
We've seen that people handed over their life to give God to control.
我为他们献上感谢。
And I give thanks for that. Those brothers and sisters.
也祝福了这些弟兄姊妹一生在耶稣基督里面成长。
And I pray that they would grow in their spiritual walk with Jesus Christ.
我们当中还有一些还没有信主的朋友。
And I know that some of you have not made that commitment yet.
我也邀请你。
And I give this invitation to you.
打开你的心
，Open your heart，
接受耶稣基督
，and receive Jesus Christ into you。
不单单是这里
，not just into your head as a knowledge，
是在从心里面相信接受他
，but from your heart receiving him。
我们祷告
，Let us pray。
主耶稣，我们感谢你
，Lord Jesus， we thank you。
你是我们复活的主
，You are the Lord of resurrection。
你从死里复活，证明你是神的儿子。
You were raised from the dead to prove that you are the Son of God.
你也为我们预备了永生。
And you have prepared for us eternal life.
我们感谢你的恩典。
And I praise you, thank you for your grace.
我们愿意打开我们的心，接受主耶稣成为我们生命的主宰。
And we want to open our hearts to receive you as our Lord and Savior to reign over our life.
主啊，进入我的心。
Please enter our hearts.
进入我的生命。
And enter our life.
掌管我的生命。
And take hold.
让你成为我的主人。
And be our Lord.
带领我一生走在你的旨意当中。
Lead me to walk the path of life in your will.
做你生命的见证。
And let me be the witness of.
无论发生任何的事情。
And no matter what happened.
主啊，我交给你。
I submit myself to you.
求主接纳我。
And please accept me.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
In Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.